This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. Monday is upon us, the 24th of April, with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen. We're here to set about the, we're about to correct whatever mistakes have happened already today or may happen today. One of the big mistakes is people saying, I don't have time for this, that, or the other thing. I think that that means it's not important. Not that you don't have time, because if you care about the person or the circumstances, you make time for it. I was looking at the story of a mother who has been asked by her daughter to keep both of her children during summer vacation. That is, the children are out of school, they're bored, mother works, father works, and so she's asked her mother to babysit for the children, and the mother doesn't really want to, but she doesn't know how to tell her daughter that I don't really want to. She doesn't enjoy babysitting. She says that she
her
likes...
Her grandchildren? She doesn't like?
Hmm. Well, she doesn't like babysitting. She likes the children well enough.
It's a requirement of time, I would imagine.
But it could be any number of things. She says that it is difficult because there's an age difference to find things that both children want to do. But her question is, and this is my question for you, is this mother a bad person for not wanting to babysit?
Wait, the grandmother or the mother? I'm confused.
This
the grandmother we're talking about, right?
The grandmother, right. The mother of the
babysit.
Mother of the children.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
So
yes.
How long does she have to babysit the kids?
Well, she didn't have to at all.
Well, I mean, how long was she asked to?
The parent is asking this. The mother's not working. She's 67 years old, so she's home. And because they can't get the children enrolled in camp or something or other,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, these sorts of things become very interesting because there are different options. There are all kinds of different options. And for me, I look at this and it looks like the daughter is guilting the mother into taking care of the children because they don't want to send them to camp. I don't know what the financial realities are. Don't know any of that. But they do pay the grandmother to take care of the children.
Okay, I have one for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're done with your job by 9 o'clock. Well, maybe even 8 o'clock. Maybe when you're on the West Coast, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Megan come to you, and they don't like to use outside babysitting. And
right.
So she says, Dad, you know what? Uncle Brendan's got a job. I need you to watch Miles 4 days a week from 9 to 5. What do you say?
If I have no other obligations, I'd be happy
to. If you're in California, you're here just now. Let's say you're living in California today. What do you do?
I would take care of him when I could. Be happy to.
Oh, but you
don't
have to. See, but you can't do it. You'd have to commit.
I don't have to because it's not my child.
Well, that's
there you go.
That's your answer to this question then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not my kid.
Yeah, if they're asking every now and then for a couple hours, I can see that. But if they want you to watch that kid for 2 weeks straight and spend all your time doing it, then especially if it's multiple kids, that's
mm-hmm.
tough.
Hmm. I'm just asking because I don't have a deliberate answer of my own. I would spend every moment I could with Miles, but it couldn't be every moment because there are other things that I have to do. Not necessarily that I want to do, but because I would want to spend as much time with him as I can. But for me to be able to count on every day 9 to 5, would I be able to do that? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big commitment to ask anyone to do that much time. I thought this was
but
like
what
a
are the obligations
thing.
Of a grandparent under the circumstance if you're handy by? Or
My grandmother watched me every single day. And you know what? Maybe I annoyed the heck out of her, but she sure seemed to like seeing me. And we were like, I mean, the relationship that we had, even that followed into adulthood, I don't know that either one of us would trade that. And I was, I mean, literally at her house every day, at least every weekday.
Right.
Yeah, I think if the grandparent is willing to do it and wants to do it, then you can have a great relationship like you did with your grandparents. But I think when they're kind of guilted or forced into doing it, that's when issues might pop up.
Hmm. Yeah. So your sister just had a baby. Let's say, I'm talking to Kara, let's say she came, same routine with you. You've gone over there the last couple of weekends since the baby's been on planet Earth, and you've started a bond with this baby. So let's say every Saturday your sister says, well, Fred and I have to go out and do our thing, and would you mind taking care of the baby every Saturday?
I definitely wouldn't mind going over there. I might need a little help. And at this point, I found the most frustrating thing is if I'm holding the baby and the baby starts crying, there's not really anything I can do to stop the baby from crying because the baby just wants to eat. And I can't. I mean, I guess I could use a bottle, but there's not much that I can do in that situation. Her mom has to be there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would love to spend all the time I can with her. But could I watch her all day by myself? If my sister absolutely needed me to, yes, I would. But
interesting conundrum, though, isn't it? When
yeah.
you think about it. What you want to take on as a responsibility.
What you want to do versus what is actually realistic for
right.
you to be able to do.
Right. Yeah.
And by the way, Megan wouldn't ask me to do it unless she knew that I could. She wouldn't put me into that situation. I would say, and I've said it, by the way, any number of times, and it may be that I think Miles at this point in time would be happy to spend a day with me, but I think heretofore...
Have you ever been with him alone? Like,
yes.
Have you ever spent the day with him?
Yes.
Just
I was visually? The first person to give him ice cream.
That's right. But that was like,
sure
that
parents
was,
appreciate that.
That was just a walk, though, wasn't it?
That was a couple of hours. Yeah, and the most time I've ever spent with him is 4 hours.
But doesn't Brendan take him every Sunday?
Brendan takes him every Sunday. Brendan takes him during the week if he can. It just depends on how the schedule works out. And they do have a babysitter now who comes... Because the realities of all these things that we were talking about, for those who don't remember the story, my daughter and her husband and my son have done pretty much all of the parenting and taking care of Miles. He's 2 years and 4 months old now, and he's becoming more social. He spends a little bit of time with a cousin and their children and with the grandmother and with a babysitter. I think last week it was one afternoon when they both had to work. And that's, but there's a socialization at this time that I think is necessary, don't you think?
Yeah.
At this point in time, he's to be a little more, he's going to go in the fall. UCLA has a special program. Both my daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA, so they have a special program for youngsters as they come along, and you can bring them into school. It's not a daycare, it's a school. And they start exposing them. But most of that stuff at that point is all social anyway, don't you think? At 3-4
yeah.
years old,
yeah,
it's
mostly.
More social than
anything
Although
they
else?
Learn, I mean, yeah, they learn rules of behavior, and
yeah.
I think there's some basic skills that they get, too. Stimulation.
A couple of books that I brought when I went last week, there was a Dr. Seuss, actually a couple of Dr. Seuss books, and there was a book that had Miles as the main character as a piece of equipment. He loves trucks and tractors and trains and all that stuff. So there was a piece of equipment called Miles, and he loved that. And I read through the book with him once, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, so please don't take it that way. But when I went back to read to him again, he looked at the words, and he remembered the pictures, and he knew what the names were, and he knew what was on that page. And it was after just one reading, because he's so focused on it, these things. And that's why I think it's kind of cool if you can find early on what the interests are. He's interested in everything that moves. Trucks, trains, anything, buses. He loves, see the bus go down the road, he gets all excited, a fire engine comes by, loves that stuff. And so then that is something he identifies with as he's reading. He can pick out the words and know what they mean. He can see train on the page and know that the word is train. And that's a good way of getting the brain developed, I think, in a positive
yeah.
way, don't you think?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. All right, when I see P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T-E, where does my brain go, ladies?
To bed.
To bed.
Parachute home fabrics, parachute home crafting, parachute home bedding sets, parachute home towels, parachute home, you name it, they've got it. There are all kinds of things they have at parachutehome.com/DJV to make your life better at home. And it starts with how you spend your life in bed. You spend a third of your life, or you're supposed to anyway. None of us do, but that's the theory, that you're supposed to spend a third, about 8 hours in sleep mode. But there are, you know, circumstances. So if you don't get enough sleep, you want to get good quality sleep, right?
Absolutely.
And now so many people are sleeping without a top sheet. I don't know how you do that, but 40% of Americans don't have a top sheet. And so this is the Venice set that they have at ParachuteHome.com. Comes without a top sheet because that's their favorite way. If you want to sleep without that on a duvet or whatever it is, then that's what you do, right? That's what, I think you've done that.
You can,
that
yeah, you that's how we do it. But you can add the top sheet if you want in the Venice set. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can say it'll ask you if you want the top sheet or not.
Their pricing is straightforward. Direct-to-consumer model means that you get the best price on their high-quality products every single day. They don't discount. You'll never be surprised with hidden fees. It is so easy to deal with them. And don't worry about the thread count, because that we found is bogus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Means nothing. These sheets come from Egyptian cotton, stitched together in Italy, and you just can feel it. When you get in between the sheets and you touch the pillowcase, you can feel that difference. So feel it for yourself. Try it for 60 nights without any, no worry, no fuss, no muss. You buy these Parachute Home sheets, have them delivered, parachutehome.com/DJV, get your free shipping and returns. You don't like it in 60 days, 60 nights, send them back and they'll replace them with something else or give you your money back. How do you find that anyplace else? Go to Macy's and try to get that.
I've never seen that anywhere else.
I don't think you can do it anywhere else. And it's easy to take care of these sheets, too, by the way. You get instructions. And one of the great things that they tout, and it's good, because there's no bleaches and the peroxide and the other things that are in sheets. There's none of that stuff in these sheets. Help yourself to quality at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
What can we give you? I'm going to send $1 million to some lucky listener. 21 past the hour. I didn't say where or when.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sounding ripping, huh? And it ought to be, because it's a new song. It's New Music Monday time. Every Monday at this time, because we have music in this portion of every hour. So in this hour, the focus on some of the new music out this week. And Chuck Berry has a new album coming out on June 9th. This is the first single off of it called Big Boys. This is a 90-year-old Chuck Berry. Listen to this. So is this him at 90, or is this something that
they
found?
No, this is new. No, yeah, this is all new. Yep, yeah. Sounds great.
90 years old. Listen to this guy. Crank it up, Kara.
Yes. Well, the little bitty boy.
This is good as any of the stuff you did in the 1950s, for God's sake.
Might be better.
I'm beginning to think that, too, as a matter of fact. Jen, this is the guitar. 90 years old on the guitar. Sounds just like every other Chuck Berry song you ever heard, doesn't it?
It does, yep. He knew what worked.
He sure did. Yeah. Wow.
If you love me like I love you.
If you love me like I love you, you have that to do.
The girls want to stay and the boys want to play, so let's rock and roll celebration.
Girls want to stay, boys want to play. He didn't change his lyric line much in 60 years either. 70, 80 years. How many years? He was almost there, about 75 years he was doing this. Started when he was a teenager. 1950s. I love the guy. Early 1950s. I want to listen to this whole thing, actually. We got to move on, though. There's a couple of other songs that we want you to be aware of on New Music Monday. Next one belongs to Brad Paisley, Jennifer. Mick Jagger is on this. There it is. You can feel it. You can hear Mick Jagger on that, right? That sound like the Stones?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a Rolling Stones song, not like Brad. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's a great song. I love the hook of this song.
New album, Love and War. This is called Drive of Shame, this song. Brad Paisley with Mick Jagger. There's Mick right there.
That's great.
Mick has overtaken Brad. Tell me a little more about, refresh our memory on Brad Paisley, Jennifer, will you please?
Great pop, country singer, great guitarist, by the way. On par, he and Keith Urban are probably the greatest guitarists in country music right now. And great songwriter, too. He's had just a million hits. I mean, every single song he releases is a hit. And it's been a while since he's had a new album out, so this is really cool.
Why would he team up with Mick Jagger?
Why wouldn't he?
Well, you know.
He also has John Fogerty on this album. He's got,
really?
They did a song. It's a slower ballad, but it's a song about veterans. And then he's got Timbaland, who produces all of Justin Timberlake's albums. He's got a lot of great people on this Love and War album. He's kind of breaking his formula a little bit. And by the way, such a nice guy. I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to work with him. He is really, I've met him many a time, and he's a great guy.
Good. All right, also New Music Monday featuring Paramore. This is from an album called After Laughter, which is due out, what is it, next week, 2 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm.
The song's called Hard Times. Crank this up, Jen. Tell us a little about Paramore, because I don't know. I knew about the other two, but I don't know about Paramore.
They're a rock band with a girl singer. She's got a great voice. Blanking on her name right now.
Hayley Williams.
Yeah.
And, I like this. Crank it up.
I love this song.
Yeah. So this is maybe the first Monday in history that I've liked all three of the songs, Victoria.
Wow. I'm noting this on my calendar.
That'd be a first time for everything.
That's
right.
All right. Paramore Hard Times. The album is called After Laughter. Look for that. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, don't leave home without them. If there's a trip in your future, if so, consider taking your dog or cat with you. With a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, make sure you have a sufficient supply. Also, make sure your pet is wearing an ID as well as being microchipped. And to ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his little blankie and some of his toys from home. Also, bring water if you're traveling, because water in different towns is different and can really make your dog sick. And if you're not sure if your pet's regular brand of food is available during your travels, make sure you bring enough to cover that. And if you're traveling with a cat, pack her litter box and regular type of litter as well. And call ahead, because every motel, every hotel has different regulations. Some will accept pets this week, but it's a new owner next week. So check ahead, follow the advice I just gave you, and you know what? The entire family can have that beautiful vacation enjoying it together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The mother of all worries, 4 of 5 working moms say kids' issues, including 75% of teens who need to straighten their teeth. Here's Nicole Feliciano.
Forget the braces. Now treatment with Invisalign clear aligners is up to 50% faster. They've introduced 1 week wear aligners that improve your teen's smile with a series of practically invisible custom aligners that gradually straighten teeth.
For new moms, it's how to tackle diaper rash.
I like Boudreaux's Butt Paste Maximum Strength. It treats diaper rash symptoms without harsh ingredients. It soothes on contact, so you can start relieving diaper rash in as little as 3 hours.
Talking diapers.
This is a wow. Huggies Little Snugglers diapers are inspired by parents' hugs, and now they have a new wetness indicator. When the stripe turns from yellow to blue, it's changing time. Pair them with Huggies Natural Care Wipes, designed to protect babies' delicate skin.
For kids 8 and up.
Make learning fun. Ozobot Evo is a smart, small, social robot that kickstarts a child's creativity, critical thinking, and tech skills. Ozobot invented their own color command language. Kids use the markers to draw.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From your local station, 34 after the hour. Oh, wait a minute. The local stations are gone. We're back on the prowl for information. If you're feeling overwhelmed today, Monday, had a good weekend, don't want to go back to work for whatever the reason, calm down. Feeling overwhelmed.
Calm down.
make it fit for you. Do your best. That's all we can ask of you, right? Do your best. All right, so the Catholics in the News segment, Jennifer, brought to you by the Pope. A couple of
interesting. And your resident Catholic here,
right?
I mean, I'm happy to participate. Sure.
All right, so I found somebody, actually three people, very interesting: Sister Miriam Holtzman, Father Louis Zog, Sister Marianne Thielen. brother Brad Elliott. They all are profs at the University of Catholic University in Washington, and they have formed a band, and they jam at the Dominican House of Studies.
Do they have a clever name? Because I feel like they have to have a clever name.
I don't know whether...
They should. That's a missed opportunity if they don't.
Brother Elliott is wearing his normal... what they call themselves... I think you're going to like this. I think this is what's appropriate, right? You want to know?
Yes.
What the name of the group is?
Are Force they Holy Rollers or something?
No. Force of Habit.
All right. That's cute. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's cute.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And so they sing and they perform and they do things that are... there's a video I probably should just post of them. They're having fun. And the reason that I highlight it is because most people don't think of nuns and priests as people who have fun. They're all very serious. I mean, we know about the pedophile priest. That's not what this is about. This is sort of a way, for me anyway, of getting away from that. I was certainly one of the people that was pretty angry about all that stuff, close as I was to it here in Boston, which was, there was more of it here than anywhere else. But it went on everywhere. But you know what? You don't define people, or scratch that. You don't define a group by what the bad stuff is that a few people do, and that's been easy for us to do. Maybe it's just because I like this Pope so much that I'm happy to highlight things that are being done, not necessarily in his name. He's only one person, or in the name of the Catholic Church. I don't believe in Catholicism at all, but I do believe in the goodness of people, and I believe... in people who have in their hearts the right message, the motivation. So it may be that it's not right for you or me to be priests or nuns or to be ministers or rabbis or imams or whatever it is, if you feel like being a leader in some religion. But the good that's done oftentimes gets supplanted by the bad that's done in the name of religion. And yeah, religion is only as good or bad as the people who are in it. And that goes for anything else. The politics, the Republicans are only as good or bad as the people who are there. Democrats, same way. Americans, only as good or bad. You can say that about any group. But here, it's just kind of fun to see what they're doing as they perform on campus at academic events. They've had as many as 7,000 people come to their performances. And I just saw that and I thought,
7,000 people. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's another one. Sisters of the Valley in California. These are the so-called weed nuns on a mission to heal and empower women with their cannabis products. They're in the town of Merced, which is in the Central Valley. Produces half the fruit, vegetables, and nuts grown here in our country. The Sisters of the Valley grow and harvest their own marijuana. Sisterhood does not belong to any official order of the Catholic Church. Quote, we're not a religion. We consider ourselves Beguine revivalists. I don't know what that means. It's Beguine, B-E-G-U-I-N-E.
I think it's Beguine. It's like Beguine. It predates Christianity.
Catholic practices. Oh,
so
okay.
It's like Old Testament kind of stuff.
Look at Victoria, eighth in the religious exam.
Good for you.
Wow.
I wouldn't have known that, and I'm pretty good when it comes to religious.
I only know that because Quakerism is very similar to that. It's like pre-Christian, a lot of it.
The group says its Holy Trinity is the marijuana plant, hemp, strain of marijuana. And let's see, they have the ingredients in the marijuana plant, tetrahydroxycannabinolunga-bunga.
THC.
Oh, boy.
Members turn the hemp into cannabis-based bombs and ointments, which they say have the power to improve health and well-being. I will tell you something.
I swear by that.
I have now begun, I've been approached to grow hemp on the farm, and I am very interested in doing it. Hemp is something that is very productive. This is not marijuana, but it's an offshoot of it. But you can used it. I've had hemp protein in my in any number of powdered drinks. You can use hemp as a cream. You can do all kinds of things. You can use it as make suits out of it and rope. That kind of stuff.
Hemp milk you can buy in the stores. And
yeah.
If you want a non-dairy replacement for your coffee, to me, almond milk tastes gross in coffee. I know some people like it, but I don't like it, and it kind of separates, so it always looks weird, too. But hemp milk in coffee is delicious.
I've been trying to use... I have actually become a convert to a lot of different things that you can do with
Hello.
There you go. Isn't that funny how every once in a while I just, maybe it's a sign of age, although I don't want to admit that. Coconut oil. What's that? Hello, coconut oil.
Yeah, we're talking coconut about milk is good.
And they have
coffee.
Coconut milk, right?
Yeah, right. And the stuff that you put on your skin is good for you. It's all good. So I don't know that I'm going to start growing coconuts on the farm, though.
That'd be awesome, by the way.
On your 8 feet of snow. Here's my coconut.
Well, as soon as somebody walked underneath one of them and it fell off the tree and dropped on, knocked them on the head, then you'd have a lawsuit.
I don't know why that
doesn't
happen.
I think that happened to Keith Richards.
Did it?
Yeah. A coconut actually fell out of a tree and landed on his head and knocked him out. He was on some island.
It did. He remember? Was he climbing a tree, though?
Was he? Yeah, maybe he was. You're right. Maybe he was.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, Biff and Biff are here. Biff Thielen, Biff Horn, with some sports news from the weekend. Let's see here. Because you're the wedding lady, Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria's getting married later on.
2 months from today.
Oh. 2 months from today?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Really?
Countdown is on.
How long are you not going to be on the air?
How long am I not going to be on the air? You mean when we're on our honeymoon?
Yeah, you're going to do the program on your honeymoon. I just know what's going on.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm already trying to figure that out.
Good, okay.
From a hot tub, I'll be broadcasting.
All right, Rory McIlroy
McIlroy.
Has a story.
McIlroy.
That's too. Okay. McIlroy, is how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
It isn't spelled like the normal McIlroy, though, is it?
That's like the only way I've ever seen McIlroy spelled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. How we spell his name is not important to the story. What happened over the weekend is, however, Victoria.
Yeah. Well, he's a big PGA star. He's 27 years old. He's worth an estimated $60 million. And he married his American fiance, Erica Stoll, in Ashford Castle in Ireland on Saturday in a huge, lavish ceremony. It was star-studded. Ed Sheeran was there. 50 Shades star Jamie Dornan was there with his wife. Coldplay's Chris Martin. Niall Horan of One Direction was there. There were a ton of celebrities. They had the castle rented for the whole weekend. They kept the press away. And, of course, their couple's first dance was to Stevie Wonder's song, Isn't She Lovely? And it was actually sung by Stevie Wonder with a 15-piece band. And then it didn't stop there. Stevie and the band entertained all of the guests for the rest of the night.
Really?
That must be nice. So, a lot of other golf stars were there. Sergio Garcia, who just recently won the U.S. Masters, he was there. And the interesting thing, the reason the press has picked up on this so much, Rory McIlroy was engaged to the tennis pro Caroline Wozniacki, and that was back in 2014, and he broke up with her over the phone after the wedding invitations were sent out.
Jerk.
Yep. So, and then he dated this girl for a few months before they got engaged, and so now he's married, and he has not been kind to his ex-fiance in the press. He's accused her of wanting all the limelight, and that's why it didn't work out. So, I don't know. We'll see how long this lasts. But it was a nice wedding.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so, Jen, the story of the oldest sprinter in the world, Julia Hawkins, who comes from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Who's your what?
Louisiana.
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 Gotta say it like you mean it.
First story, she's 100, or how old
is
this?
Well, this story is pretty incredible. She's an amazing woman. Her name's Julia Hawkins, and she became a competitive cyclist at age 81. Last year, at age 100, she decided to go after a new challenge. She decided to pick up competitive running for the very first time. She registered for the 50-meter dash at the Louisiana Senior Olympic Games, and she completed the race with a personal record of 19 minutes and 7 seconds, I believe. Now,
19 seconds. It's a
19
50-yard
seconds?
Dash.
The 50-yard dash. Oh, that's right. Gosh, that's fast. Now at 101 years old, she's adding another distance to her belt. She trained for both the 50 and the 100-meter dash, as well as a 5K bike race at the National Senior Games in Birmingham this coming June. So this woman decided, I mean, what a great lesson, right? I mean, that's at 100 incredible. Years old, taking up a brand new sport like competitive running, I mean, this isn't like knitting. I mean, this is real deal stuff here. Amazing. I think she could beat all of us. A 50-meter dash, 19 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't beat me. I can beat
Oh, please. Of course, yeah.
You could take it by Julia Hawkins.
Yeah, okay.
I can run. I'm very good at running short distances. I can't run long distances, but I can run. I was the track champion in high school at the 100-yard dash.
What was the last time you've run?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I ran, but that's immaterial. I can still get it together when I need to get it together.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I only like to run when I only like to run when someone's chasing me. That's my rule.
Or something is chasing you. 47 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Have you ever heard of vacation moves? If not, chances are the millennial in your life plans to take one. Vacation movers relocate to a new city without intending to settle down permanently. And, according to a recent survey of 1,000 millennials conducted by Mayflower Moving, 41% of the generation embrace this kind of move. Turns out, 25% of vacation movers do so without even securing a job in the new city. Melissa Sullivan of Mayflower explains the motivation behind this adventurous moving trend.
Millennials are making vacation moves in search of new adventure. They're looking for a lifestyle or experience, but not necessarily for a long period of time. The majority have a definite timetable for leaving their vacation city. In fact, most vacation movers plan to settle down in a particular city and buy a home by the time they're 35.
Learn more about vacation moving and the survey results online at Mayflower.com. That's Mayflower.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah, it's far before the hour. I was telling the ladies off the air that I fell off of a rung on the ladder. I was changing a light bulb last night in the barn, and the ladder, one of the steps broke, and I fell off and didn't do my shoulder any help. But I was thinking about that as I saw this review of people and their skills. Believe this or not, this is a survey that was done by the Aviva Insurance Company, showing that 20% of people, when asked, do you know how to change a light bulb, said no. They don't know how to change a light bulb.
Or boil an egg, right?
And the same number of people, right, don't know how to boil an egg. Did you see this, Jennifer?
I saw the story over the weekend.
20% of people don't know how to change a light bulb and don't know how to boil an egg.
Wow. And well, I don't know how to sew. My mom just found that out last
weekend. Yeah, but that's not life and death
stuff.
That's
a little more specialized than boiling an egg.
Boiling an egg, you literally put an egg in water, boil it, and then just leave it there.
So here's the rest of the third of the participants couldn't cook any meal on the fly. And if somebody were to spill a portion of their meal on their clothing or on the floor, only 59% would know how to get rid of the stain. 37% of the people surveyed could change a flat tire. That was it. A third of the people could change a flat tire.
Were they surveying kindergartners?
No.
Well, I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know how to
do that. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do that.
I mean, I know in theory, but I'm afraid of the car falling on me.
Great. 10 before the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour now. Time for a visit from Uri Geller, who is one of my pals and someone who's known around the world as a motivator, an excellent person to talk to when you're feeling down in the dumps. Matter of fact, there's a lot of focus right now on people trying to figure out what they're going to do for their summer vacations. And there's a case being made here by a lot of people in America, and I wonder if it isn't the case elsewhere. This is the information I have for Americans. If you're interested, there is a course at Thomas Jefferson University that will focus on a week-long spiritual retreat. So this is, and by the way, one of the things really that I find interesting in their sales kit for this area is that they claim that going on a retreat, a spiritual retreat, is a very good thing. It will show measurable changes in the dopamine and serotonin level in your brain. So improvements in physical health and mental health. What about a spiritual retreat? Have you ever been on one of those cruises or in one of those circumstances where...
Okay, Dougie, I myself, I've never been on a spiritual retreat, but I've entertained people who are actually in this business. For instance, a few weeks ago, Deepak Chopra came over to Israel with a group of very interesting individuals who are, if you look at their backgrounds and their CVs, they're all CEOs, extremely wealthy people who fly around the world with private jets and so on. And I was amazed that 4,000 Israelis came to hear Deepak Chopra speak. Of course, it's all to do with spirituality, mind power, positive thinking, motivation, inspiration, and so on. And Dougie, there's no doubt in my mind, and I think that the sales pitch of these type of companies that say that serotonin and hormonal changes happen in your mind when you do such a retreat, I believe that is true, because if you become positive and you become motivated to be successful after you hear, say, a lecture, there's the definite physical change, not only spiritual, but physical change in your brain, in your mind. Let's take, for instance, the example of why do football teams, whether it's soccer or American football or basketball teams, win more at home than away? Simply, and the rules are the same, the lines are the same size, the pitch is identical to all the other pitches in the United States. And the difference is that you've got more fans cheering for you. There's an energy in the air, and the players feel that energy. What that does, it kicks in the adrenaline in their body, and they score more goals, sink in more, baskets and so on. So, yeah, it's a positive thing, except if the ticket is like $5,000, that's a negative. I'm against those tremendously expensive spiritual camps. You know, Anthony Robbins, I love Anthony Robbins simply because he makes $60 million a year. This is my opinion. But he's delivering a very powerful message, and he's changing the lives of people. So in a nutshell, yes, it's positive, but watch your wallet.
Yeah, that's an excellent way of, what a wonderful way of summarizing it. But there are some of these things that are good, so you just have to kind of take Uri's, use the guide that Uri has just suggested. Look for something. I went on a spiritual retreat last year to England, and it was fabulous. It was a week with the number of people, I think 14 altogether, and it felt good for me, because I believe in these sorts of things, to go down that street. And so a lot of people, they need something. People are looking for something. They want something else. They want to have more to their life than just going to work and coming home and having dinner and watching television and maybe going to a sports event on the weekend. People are searching for more. There's so many questions about what's going on in life that it's very, I think it's a fabulous way, frankly, to open up your mind. And yeah, I felt much better when I came back from the retreat. The first time I'd taken a vacation for 30 years, I think it was. By the way, Uri is prominent in a book called Phenomenon, written by a lady named Annie Jacobson. If you want to know about who is on the roster of people who have worked for the United States government as spies, you'd be interested in reading this book by Annie Jacobson.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.